From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Group of heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers stormed a regional military base in northern Afghanistan, reportedly killing dozens of soldiers in one of the deadliest attacks on Afghan forces in recent times. Witnesses told VOA the insurgents were on board two Afghan army vehicles and were disguised as government soldiers. They targeted personnel of the Afghan National Army who were leaving a mosque after afternoon prayers. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. After meeting today in Sydney, Mr. Pence spoke to reporters.
We're encouraged by the steps that China has taken thus far. That being said, we also wanted to make it clear that all options are on the table and that the United States is prepared to work with our allies to ensure the security of our allies in the region and ensure the security of the people of the United States of America.
Prime Minister Turnbull said China has the opportunity and responsibility to use its economic leverage to force North Korea into compliance. Meantime, there are reports of new activity at North Korea's missile test site. A French prosecutor says a handwritten note praising Islamic State militants was found near the gunman suspected of fatally shooting a police officer in Paris and wounding two others. François Molins also spoke of the gunman's car, saying they found weapons and a copy of the Quran there. The Islamic State claiming responsibility that attacked just ahead of Sunday's presidential election. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis has met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Afterwards, Mr. Mattis spoke with reporters about all the threats in the region.
Looking across the region, we in the United States recognize ISIS represents a clear and present danger not only to Syria and Iraq, but to Israel and other countries in this region, to Europe, and ultimately to the U.S. homeland. The coalition campaign against ISIS in Syria and Iraq, as you noted, Minister, it is on track, and we have accelerated and intensified that campaign to surround and isolate the enemy so we methodically remove its physical caliphate.
Prime Minister Netanyahu applauded a recent U.S. missile strike which targeted a Syrian airfield in response to the Assad government's use of chemical weapons on civilians. Syria and Iraq will be top priority in talks with leaders at the U.S. Defense Chief's next stop, which is Qatar, hosting U.S. military aircraft there used in the fight against the Islamic State. Russia's main domestic intelligence agency, the FSB, says an assailant killed an employee of the agency and a civilian in eastern Russia. U.S.-based intelligence group site says the Islamic State claimed responsibility. Attacks on Russian law enforcement officials are rare outside the volatile North Caucasus region. Son of a Russian lawmaker was sentenced by a U.S. federal court to 27 years in prison after being convicted of a cyber assault on thousands of American businesses. Roman Seleznev was found guilty of perpetrating a scheme that prosecutors said involved hacking into point-of-sale computers to steal credit card numbers. It caused $169 million in losses to U.S. companies. Annette Hayes is the U.S. attorney for the district where the sentencing took place.
Mr. Seleznev is someone who tried to take carding to the next level and who engaged in conduct that was meant to make getting stolen credit cards as easy as getting online and buying a book from Amazon.
Prosecutors said from October 2009 to October 2013, Seleznev stole credit card numbers from more than 500 U.S. businesses, transferred the data to servers in a number of places, including Russia, and eventually sold that information to criminals. Global flow of remittances declined in 2016 for the second year in a row, potentially reducing access to health care, education, and food for millions of families in developing nations. That story and a lot more at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.